Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. With the name Allah, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful, Redeemer. Today is December 25th, 2022, aka Christmas Day for our Christian friends. And we wish you a blessed season during this time. You get tuned in to Words Made People. I'm your host, Michael Sahir, and we'll be right back after our opening theme song, also titled Words Made People. We'll be right back.
People every day trying to do things their own way, but everything you see starts to tell. Those are things that tell you words to think twice before you step or give advice. Make sure you are told true, 'cause people hold you to your word. Make people and people that make the world go round. Work. Check out the words that make your world. If your word's a job you are. 'Cause those kind of words, they don't go far. When thinking starts, words combined from my disease in your mind. It's words make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your world.
That is, may the peace the only God give be with you and his mercy and blessings. That is our greetings as Muslims. We're here with Words Made People, and as following our format before getting into our topic, which is going to be a wonderful topic, I do believe. Very interesting, can be thought-provoking, I hope challenging conversation, but following our format. We always read from the Quran first. The show is titled Words Make People, and the best words for making any human being are the words of divine revelation. In the particular, you say here, of the various bodies of revelation, books of revelation, the best for making human beings are the words of the Quran. And so we'll read from that. I'm going to read from a particular verse, and it will be chapter 3 and verse 45. Chapter 3, verse 45. And I'm doing it for multiple reasons. One, because it's speaking about words, a word from God. And it is speaking about the word of God as being Christ Jesus. But also our topic today is going to be on culture and music. And those also are words for making people. So hopefully this reading will cover a multitude of concerns for today. Again, chapter 3, verse 45. And as we did at the beginning of the show, we'll say the words again, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. I seek refuge with God from Satan, the rejected enemy. And then next we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And those are two phrases Muslims always say before reading the Quran. We seek God's protection from Satan, the rejected enemy, that's Satan external, and more importantly, Satan internal, in our thinking, in messed up thinking. And also we say, with the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. You say those two phrases. Now, Muslims, we know the second phrase, Bismillah ar-Rahim, we do not say that when reading chapter 9. So just keep that marker in our thoughts. We do say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, before reading chapter 9, but we do not say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the question becomes, well, why not? Well, when you open the Quran and read it, you will not see it there. And as Imam W.D. Muhammad shared with us, that chapter 9 is called titled Tawbah of the Repentance. It is a chapter that deals heavily with war, fighting, not jihad. Don't confuse the two. But the word for war in Arabic is harb. We spell that in English, H-A-R-B. H-A-R-B, that's harb, that's war. And chapter 9, Tawbah, deals a lot with fighting. So you do not begin that chapter with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, but back to our reading today, chapter 3, verse 45. Allah says in his revelation, it says, it's called Liti Amalikatu Ya Maryam Riyamu Inna Allahu Yubashriruki Bil Kalimatin Minhu Usmuhu Asmasiya Isa Isa ibn Maryam Wajahan Fil Dunya Wa akarati wa minna mukarabina. That is chapter 3, verse 45. And when we complete the reading, we say in Arabic, we say, Sadakallahu al-Azim. Sadaka, they're saying truth. Azim, you're saying mighty. You know how we Muslims, we probably say, put our hands on our knees. And we say, Subhanahu Rabbil El Azim. Azim is saying mighty. But here we say Azim again. But it's Sadakallahu El Azim. Surely Allah is speaking the mighty truth, a powerful truth. So let's take a moment and have a moment of reflection on what is this verse saying to us in English. It says, Behold, the angels said. Behold, the angels said. Allah has sent the angels to Mary, right? with the news. And it says, and behold, that the angels said to Mary, O Maryam, Ya Maryamu, Inna Allaha, surely Allah, it says, you bashriki, give you glad tidings, Bil Kalimatin. This is who we're looking at, Kalimat, or some will say Kalimatan, Kalimatin in this particular expression. This word, Kalimatin, is saying a word in Arabic that Allah was given good news to Mary. It says good news. When it says you bashuru ki, that ki is feminine, right? But it's saying that we are giving you the good news of a word minhu, from Allah, from him. It says his name. His name would be Usma'u. His name would be Usma'u el-Masiyah, the Christ or the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam. Yes, this is the Quran, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 45. And he says he will be honored in this world. Wajihan, honored fil dunya, honored in the dunya. And while al kabiriti, and also in the afterlife. And it's not done. It says wa in Arabic means and. It means also, but wa also means there's more to come. And it says wa minnal mukarribina, those who are brought nearest to Allah. That is, it don't say Allah in Arabic, but it says those brought near. And we understand it to be near to Allah. So this right here is the coming of the word, a word to Maryam, the virgin lady. But we as students of Imam Muhammad, we say the virgin society. Mary is a woman in scriptural language means a community, a society, or a nation, that they give birth to the nations. And so from the word nation, you get the word nativity. And that's why we have that nativity scene in the Christian language. Nativity, nature, all this tied in together. But the word was sent from Allah to a virgin community, to a virgin woman, and said that this word would be named Jesus, the son of Mary. It's an interesting how Jesus is given here as a word, as a communication, a special communication from Almighty God to the whole human family. God didn't send his word by way of a man. He sent his word by way of a woman. Very similar with the mother of Moses. You hear very little. You have to go hunt and find about Moses' father, because Allah was working through the female, And we know, we are told in Islam, that female is at the feet of the mother. So all this ties tied in together. So this is our Quran reading for today. We have, if you have any comments on the Quran reading, we can open up, you can press 1 on your phone, and we'll take comments on the Quran reading for right now. But if not, we will bring this portion, a very important portion of our program, to a close, and we will get into our main topic for today. So, alhamdulillah, the special praise belong to God, and for giving us the divine revelation of the Quran for humanity, not just for Muslims, but for humanity. But as Muslims, we openly and we consciously submit our will to do the will of God as outlined in the book. Where others may not have made that commitment, But as we know in our human nature, for all human beings, we are of that book. Every human being is of that book. So we're going to change our focus and get into our conversation today. Have special guests. We're going to begin with our brother Kajabig Abdullah, because he is the contact person, and I don't want to assume, but I'm thinking he's the lead person on this effort, and he'll definitely be our lead person in our conversation today. Let me read something here from Imam W.D. Muhammad. He gave this talk in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the year 2000. I do not have the month or the exact date, but it was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the year 2000. And let me just add a little side note here. I try to practice this whenever I can, and I strongly encourage all of us who are students of the Imam to practice this also. And that is that whenever we quote the Imam, you know, W.D. Muhammad, whenever possible, include the city and the date in which he made these comments that you were quoting, whenever possible. It's not always possible. And the reason for that is because it helps to solidify what you're saying, because anyone can say, well, the Imam said this, the Imam said that, but it really helps. And it shows a sense of scholarship, if I may say, in that, you know, we have a reference, we have a footnote to where someone can follow up and continue the conversation after we have made our point with them. They can now say, oh, well, let me go back and check this out and get more from it. So just a little side note. But on this, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Imam Muhammad said, quote, "We have to understand that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was leading his people with others with him, like Abu Bakr, he said to them, see that you don't uproot or destroy the culture of the people." I like that. He was telling his companions, see that you don't uproot or destroy the culture of the people, but give them Islam so that it will modify their culture and beautify the culture of the people and make it strong for God. Tells us that all Muslims are free to have their own cultural life expressed by them, and that it should come out of them. I'm going to pause on that because it's made two important points. Not only are we not to uproot that or destroy in any people's culture, but that we should try to enhance it, right, if anything. But Imam was saying that tells us that all Muslims are free to have their own cultural life expressed by them. And that's, well, I'm getting that. Not just to have their cultural life, but it has to be expressed by them, and it should come out of them. Because I'm saying, why am I saying that? Why am I spending time on that? Because a lot of what we have in our American life as culture, it didn't come from us. It came from outside of us, and through commercialism, et cetera, was imposed upon us. And we just, under the influence of the winds of emotion, we accepted it and we adopted it, but it didn't come from us, right? So Imam saying that all Muslims are free to have their own cultural life expressed by them, and it should come out of them. We shouldn't impose culture on another people. We are talking about culture now in the sense of dress, not education. But education, too, is culture, and it has to come out of them. And it has to be influenced by Quran and Prophet Muhammad's life. But now we are talking about entertainment and dress styles, those visible things that the people create or produce that represent their life image as a people. I am devoted with sacred devotion to promote an original life for us in America. It has to be original. My guess, we're going to talk about that too, right? I'm going to bring it back up, inshallah. You remember saying, I have devoted with sacred devotion. Sacred devotion, not any lightweight, just lip service devotion. You remember saying, I am devoted with sacred devotion to promote an original life for us in America. It has to be original, to build on the best that we have and what was left for us before, or what was good cultural life and cultural direction. We want to build on our black theater and on our diets and choices of food, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was doing. End of quote. Again, that's Imam W.D. Muhammad, Grand Rapids, Michigan, the year 2001. At this time here, I'm going to ask my guest, beginning with Brother Pichebe, press 1 on your phone, please. We're going to bring you into the conversation. We're going to let you all talk to us and see what you all want to share with us and what can we learn. Welcome to Words Made People, Brother Kitabe Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Thank you for inviting me. Alhamdulillah. I'm excited.
Oh, thank you for being there to be invited. I mean, think about it. You are doing the work. You are doing it.
I'm doing
and
that.
So we have, you know, if you are doing it, you know, and doing it right, we wouldn't have nothing to talk about. But we got something to talk about today. So I'm going to let you kind of lead things. I'm here to learn. Well, tell us about, don't want to assume anything. And for each of your guests to come on, I'm asking the same thing. Don't want to assume that everybody knows everybody. So just in a 15-second, 20-second at the most, tell us, who is Kitabe Abdullah?
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, first and foremost, your brother in al-Islam. And as an artist, songwriter, former Island Polygram artist as well, and now currently the founder and chairman of New Africa Records and Entertainment. So that's my current duties, and my current focus is, you know, producing entertainment and culture that will please not just Muslims in our community, but all of our people within the United States and abroad.
Yes, sir. So you were born Muslim? Were you born in our association? You Clare Muhammad Schools, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, what is it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My mom was born Baptist, and my dad as well, and they reverted to al-Islam. And by the time I came on the planet, you know, I was actually in the Nation of Islam Temple 28, 1974, junior FOI, and then a year later in the association and under the leadership of the Honorable Imam Warfi Muhammad.
Yes, sir. So 28, is that in Oakton? Is that?
No, St. Louis. It's now
Masjid
Muslimun. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Missouri.
Oh, yeah. All right. Show me state. Yes, Yes, sir.
Yes,
alhamdulillah. Okay. So where are we at with this? Our Islamic music, tell us, what was the purpose? What was the focus for New African Records
right.
and entertainment?
Yes, sir. Beautiful. First, let me back up and kind of collect my thoughts. I love the surah that we opened up with. You know, we looked
sir.
At
Any comments
Mary
on that?
As the, yes, sir, Mary as the society and having to come first before the word, and
mm-hmm.
And that society was virgin. Regrettably, the society we find ourselves in has already been touched by Shaitan and by evil thinking, by exploitation, and that those thoughts have been reproduced in our culture, you know, in our films, in our music,
mm-hmm.
and it's designed to have a negative impact on our children. And it just on
mm-hmm.
us, but especially our children. So that's the lay of the land that we musicians, Muslim musicians and artists and producers see. So the number one mission is to can reprogram the culture here, to reprogram the womb that we are in. And at a minimum, to if we can't reprogram it, to at least offer an alternative to what we see as so detrimental, especially to the younger generation. We want to be able to
mm-hmm.
reach the hip-hop generation and provide quality entertainment for them because it impacts them in ways they may not even understand, but we understand it. It kind of reminds
yes, sir.
Me of an old fable where, you know, there was this great musician was so powerful that he could control the animals. So the kingdom came to him and asked him if he can come and use his music to take the rodents out of the city because the rodents had taken over the town. So he was like, yeah, if I do this, you'll pay me. Yeah, we'll pay you. So he came in, played his music, and he guided all of the rodents and rats and out of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was great. He came back in. They reneged on the deal. They didn't pay him. They just used him. So when the town folk and all the leadership were in church, when they went to church, the Pied Piper
mm-hmm.
returned, and he used this music to take their kids. And he took them out of the town. He took them in a cave, and their children were never seen again. So today, the Pied Piper is social media. It is the radio. It is television that is taking the
mm-hmm.
minds of our kids. Our job is to get the kids back
mm-hmm.
and to
yes.
do it with beauty.
Yes.
To do it with beauty.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I can continue, but go ahead.
No. You got me reflecting on this Pied Piper, you know, because
mm-hmm.
that is so true. That is so true. Because I wanted to ask a question, and I'm going to ask it now. I was going to try to hold it, but. the psychosis, if that's the word, is there a music and this alluring of our young people, or not just young people. Has there been any studies done on the psychological, the negative psychological effect of certain music? And before you answer, not just in the words, but also in the very beat itself, or the very cadence itself.
Right.
Do you have a comment?
Well, yes, sir. The answer is yes. I know Dr. Cornel West spoke on it. I don't have his data in front of me, where he spoke on the effects of negative music, or he would say music that appeals to the lower instincts of people, definitely have an effect. In particular today, I would even go beyond Dr. Cornell, and we look at what is called drill music, that originally, I believe, out of like a military, D-R-I-L-L. And it's very popular in Chicago. And a lot of people associate now drill music with gang violence. It is lyrical-wise, very violent, militant style of rapping. And for instance, in order to be effective within the drill culture, what these gang members would do is they call them marks. They will assassinate or kill all people, you know, kill a person, you know, a rival gang member, and then make a song about it. And that is called drill, which is absolutely crazy to me. You know, it is absolutely crazy.
My
so
goodness.
That is that. Yes. So that's what's current. I think YPG Duck. He was one of the famous rappers that were killed. I think it's Y like in yo-yo, P like in piano, G like in gangster, and then Duck, D-U-C-K. That was his, pardon me, that was his code name, like the Disciples in Chicago and the, I think they're called the Gangster Disciples, and I forget the other one right now. But they, out of all of the cities, they have the largest, I would say, infestation of gangs is actually in Chicago. And the trend, like I mentioned, as it relates to culture and music, is drill music. So our job at New Africa is to present a new mind, you know, an alternative. If we can, you know, it's good if we can reprogram the culture. But if it, like I mentioned earlier, if we fail in reprogramming it, then at a minimum, at least offer an alternative that is just as attractive for the young people, so that they don't have to turn to that homicidal.
Yes, sir. You know, it sounds like that drill music may have begun with us, as many other negative things have begun, but once it gets into the air, it has a negative influence on the whole American society. Because I know here in Indianapolis, I mean, the last 2 years has been crazy. The number of gun violence,
right.
You know, it's just, and there's something very unnatural in the atmosphere. The quote I read earlier, Imam Muhammad said, he used the word original. He used the word original. I'm seeing if I can find it again here. Yes, he said, it has to be original. Yeah, that's what he was saying, that whatever that we deal with for cultural life, it has to be original from us, of us, from us, by us. And I'm putting in my own words. But he emphasized original. Is that a part of New Africa Records Entertainment?
Right. It is so interesting, because I was going to speak on that as well. Was really, I think, revealing is where drill came from. A lot of people are saying it actually came out of the UK and then moved into Chicago. But to go back to originality, you know, our music comes from the slavery folk, and then it splits in two, you know, through gospel, blues, and just comes all the way down the family tree. If you both are crying out, you know, from the slavery folk music, that was the original.
Yes.
That's the mama bass, and the just the natural instinct is to cry out when you're being oppressed. For those who are crying out to God, that becomes gospel. Those who are lamenting become blues. And then from the blues, rhythm and blues. Out of rhythm and blues, funk. You know, out of funk, it just keeps going all the way down into hip-hop. But out of gospel, you're crying out to God. You're lifting up for enlightenment and for relief. And then from gospel comes jazz, the most advanced form of music known on the planet today, so far. Improvisational. So that is
so.
The
let me just make sure.
Sonic.
I'm sorry, but before you get a hold of that thought. So you're saying African American music, it was birthed in slavery or the difficulties of slavery, right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. I want to make sure I got that.
Yes, sir. In fact, that is actual true. If you want to say, if you say American or Native American, if it's Native American music, then it's music of the people that were here. I realized a lot of the Africans had already reached this part of the world and many stayed. And then some of the Asians crossed over. And that's who we call Native Americans, Navajo, Choctaw, you know, et cetera. They have their own form of music. But everything else, all the way down to rock and roll, comes from the slavery folk. It comes from the slavery folk music. And then from the gospel comes jazz. Out of jazz, you get Charlie Parker, Coltrane. Now, the reason I bring those two up is that harmonically, you know, what we call in music theory, the solfege, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, hadn't changed in 1,000 years. So we're talking Bach, Brahms, Mozart, Haydn, Chopin, all European masters. They were all composing using that system. Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie changed the system in 1945. And then a decade later, Coltrane changed it to a degree where we haven't surpassed. That's the peak of our harmony. That's the peak of our music theory. Is Coltrane a lot of the writings that he did. So now the reason I'm really emphasizing this, because we're talking about originality, you cannot find the Coltrane matrix or the Coltrane theory in Africa. It wasn't born there on the continent. It wasn't born on the European continent. The Coltrane matrix or the Coltrane changes were born right here in the United States. We are a new mind. And the same thing with Charlie Parker. The bebop solfège was not born in Europe, in Germany, where Mozart and Bach were born. Charlie Parker was born out of the womb, since we're talking of the womb or the society that we call African-American or Bilalian. Yes, a new people.
Well, let me just say,
but
that goes back to, but they just quickly, because I want you to continue, that goes back to the Virgin Mary. If Coltrane and brought that out, it because they were hit with a word or a message in their soul that is unique. And so it was ahead of virgin birth because it's not born nowhere else in the world. It came out of the Sitra. But just out of respect for you and for our listening audience, take us 15 seconds. Tell us about your musical education, lessons, or training, so people will appreciate more. Speaking off of from your
right.
You have studied this.
Exactly. I was a music major in college. But even before that, you know, I've been playing music over 30 years now. I started in the fourth grade. I didn't realize my first instructor, you know, was a genius. He was the first, musical genius I've met. His name is Dr. Robert Leander. He now teaches physics at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. But when I met him, he was still working on his master thesis to develop Child Prodigy. And I didn't realize that was one of his experiments. I was the only male in the class. It was all the other, you know, it was just only male and everyone else were female. And as you can imagine, mm-hmm. I was the slowest one in the class. the girls were way faster. Right. So that was the fourth grade. And he pushed us, you know, he pushed us very mm-hmm. hard. In fact, the first two, let's see, by the fifth grade, we were studying Mozart and Rimsky-Korsakov. And by the sixth grade, he introduced me to Charlie Parker and jazz harmony and improvisation for the first time.
Now, this is in East St. Louis? Right, in East St. Louis.
Yes, sir. East St. Louis. Well, mm-hmm. on the Illinois East side, St. Louis. East St. Louis, Illinois. Yes, sir.
Wow.
And and when I was in the sixth grade, alhamdulillah, you know, I was performing with the Southern Illinois University Orchestra. And then
in the sixth grade you were performing with the Collegiate Orchestra.
Yes, sir. I said first chair.
First chair means of all the woodwinds, you were the best of all of them.
Alhamdulillah.
We're going to slow it down. You were saying in the sixth grade, you're 12 years old, maybe 13. Yeah. You were playing with the college level group, Symphony Orchestra, and you were the first chair in the college group, but you were 12 years old.
Yes, sir.
You said it.
Right.
I'm just repeating because I know you're not going to toot your own horn. Unless it's your flute.
Herbie Hancock did it earlier, much earlier. When he was a kid, he was playing with the Boston Symphony. So I know that Push was in our community, in the African-American community, and it was the same with Wynton Marsalis and his brother, mm-hmm. Ranford. When they were kids, they were playing in mm-hmm. the orchestra. So it was a Push, and this is what Dr. Leander told my mom years later, the reason why he pushed us, that was a trend all over the country to push young African-American students to prove that white supremacy was fake and they weren't better than us. That's why we were being pushed. It just wasn't isolated. So that's what he told me later.
Let me add in my thinking on this, if I may. You mentioned about music birthed out of the difficulties of slavery, and the main two original forms was gospel and blues. And I would venture to say that even our performance on the basketball court or the court of G. Woodson with his work or George Washington Carver, et cetera, Mary McLeod Bethune, all of those were energy. So it would begin as a negative to slavery, all out to our human nature, and our desire to prove otherwise. And to this day, is still pushing us forward to say, I am somebody. So that things that we see done, they say, well, why do y'all black folks do it different? Because there's a need in our soul. We are a new people. And so this group you have, this organization, you know, it's very important. New African Records Entertainment. We have to look beyond the words, look into the words. This is why this so-called Words Made People, to look not at the word only, but to look into the word and see which trajectory, which pathway are these words taking us. New Africa Records and Entertainment. So we want to get into the nitty-gritty, but I'm going to ask you, for feel appropriate, bring on your other associates. I don't know how you are forming your a colleague together. I'm going to say team members or associates, but I'm going to let you go ahead and exalt what you need to exalt first.
Right, right. Well, I've reached out to as many artists as I could, so hopefully they will chime in. I believe Sister Camilla may be on the line. She's a great jazz singer, songwriter. I've reached out to Ebony Khan, who is awesome song. I call her the songbird. And also,
she was in Washington, D.C. singing for us. Yeah.
Right, right. And Salima Raw, who I believe will give Lauryn Hill a run for her money. That young lady can sing and rap. And yes, and she's a great songwriter. So these are the artists.
Well, if they can press one. if they're on the line, if you you mentioned Salima Raw, you mentioned Camilla Furkan.
Camilla Furkan.
Okay, Camilla Furkan. Okay, I see one. I'm going to bring them on now. This is Sister Camilla Furkan now, I believe. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Camilla Furkan. Welcome to Words Made People.
Wa alaykum as-salam, my brother Yam and Brother Kachedi. I thank you for inviting me. I am my school is so on fire from what I've been hearing, the discussion that has been going from the opening quarter and delving into the deeper meanings and nuances of the words and the hearing Brother Kachedi's dialogue and speak on the history of our original music here in America when our ancestors were forcibly brought here and enslaved. And I through some of my historical studies, I have spirituals were first called sorrow songs before they became known as spirituals. And it was a deep longing in the soul that I believe our ancestors knew that their prayers and cries were not going into the void. And these sorrow songs that became known as spirituals were, you know, also some of the basis of our music. When we cannot always express the entirety of what we are experiencing, mm-hmm. what we're going through, but it comes out and Allah brings it out through these songs, and those songs begin to build a culture and to build and come out in different forms, as Brother Kachedi has already enunciated with the gospel and the father of gospel music, Thomas A. Dorsey, and on and on, to the epitome of the jazz and into hip hop. So I do sing. I'm a Chicago State graduate, university graduate, and I'm also a flutist, a jazz flutist, classical jazz flutist, and instructor. So the new culture, alternative culture, has been emerging. I was also one of the members of the Inviters to Truth when the Imam first can't assume the leadership in 1975, and Sister Daya Muhammad Taha, who's made her transition, and we had about five members in our band, and when Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad heard us, he said, he said we were very professional, and so we work with we travel with him, we short travel, and we did some things, some music evolved from out of that. So I know I don't want to get into too much about myself, but
this is important. It's important because as you speak, people need to know that you're qualified. And you are qualified, so please don't be shy.
Alhamdulillah. Well, yes, and with the Invited to Truth at Master Bilal, which is well known in our community, I was just one of the singers with Sister Daya. We sang that together, and I was a flutist on that piece that was put out.
And also,
Master Bilal, Assalamu Alaikum, Celebrate, Reflections. And we even went to Madison Square Garden with the Imam Wahbatuddin Muhammad. We traveled to New York with him. And so I taught in the Chicago Public School music from kindergarten through eighth grade for 15 years and gave as much to the students as I possibly could of our history and of the importance of the culture and of our musical contribution, trying to reach as many young students and reach them at the level that they're at and bring them forward to open their minds to that they could do and be even more and contribute more in the cultural awareness of our people. So I'm so happy I was available to be here on your talk radio, blog radio this morning.
Sure.
And I collaborate with Brother Gachevi. We work together on the one of the initiatives of the Imam Wahbatuddin Muhammad, the Mosque Cares, under the leadership of his son, Imam Wahbatuddin Muhammad II, and who is carrying forward his father's initiatives, and the largest one being the convention, the annual convention over the Labor Day weekend. Brother Kachabi and myself, we work together to put on virtual culture night presentations, and we reach out to all as many Muslim artists that want to be a part of it as we can to give them that platform to express and to bring to the community the best as we continue to be this new people that we are and as we continue to evolve and give Imam Wahbatuddin Muhammad a bright future as he asked us to do. So I hope I'm not talking too much.
No, that's all good.
What I'm hearing is it's lighting the fire under me so much I can barely wait.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. Okay. So, are there any other of your associates or teammates? I'm scrolling the screen looking for numbers, but it would be easier if they are on. If they press 1 on their phone, then they would jump to the top of my screen. I would not have to go look for them. But until they come on, or as they come on, you do want to open our phone lines up to the general listenership. If you have a question or comment on this topic, we want to hear from you. We want we have professional people with us, and they are right from our association. And let's take advantage of this. So we're going to go to our first caller today. This is an Indianapolis number. 317-709. Caller, can you give us your first name and your city, please, and your question or comment?
Yes, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Dennis, Indianapolis.
Alaikum assalam.
Comment,
yes, Brother
and
Dennis.
Also, venture experience. The brother was talking about music. Music is the master people's mind. I started off in music in the fourth grade. I was able to play with the junior high band. I played E-flat mellophone. Then I went into the F horn, and I understand that music is also, to go to music class, you're still studying history with the genre of the title of the songs, math with the time signature, and also different languages with the signatures as bird's eye, and you have to pay attention to the conductor like you had the teacher. Now, with music, you have to remember, music will endure you to the level of enhancing your vocabulary. Because when a child is a baby, you put the child in a room with just music and let him think, no words. And he's building his, as they say, his future. Now, also with music, when you deal with Islamic community, remember, Years ago, we used to have music memory contests. Now, if a child to the Quran, if he wants to be a hadithist, remember, if he hears the Quran being played constantly and he listens to it at the end of the day and go to his room, meditate, prayer, and also relax. Because remember, the music he hears will also sometimes bring up the thought of the Quranic verse. It, no matter time. Remember, it's just like a data. Also with music, different types of sounds of brass instruments, woodwind, flute, and you got to remember, it starts off with the song flute, the wood, you know, the song flute, wood. It's the seed of life, the tree. When the child tunes in to a song flute, then conductor will say, the piano, that it's music can enhance in many ways. If you'd be surprised how music can change the culture, the future, and also bring together a strong symphony of Islamic pupils and also an Islamic orchestra. How about that? You know, the Islamic orchestra.
Let us get a comment from, let us get some reflections on your comments. Thank you, Brother Dennis. Brother Katavia, sister, I wrote your name down. Hold on. Let's get this. Give me.
Camilla. Sister Camilla.
Yeah. So if either one of you have any comments or reflections on what Brother Dennis has shared, please.
First off, I just think it's beautiful. And as we are the fourth, or those who decide to continue to produce the music, and be reflective of our culture, we have to synthesize what's happening and let it hit the left side of the brain as far as the creativity, and then the right side as far as archiving and solidifying as we create in real time. So that is the lesson, that is the originality that was taught to us by Charlie Parker and Coltrane. So our goal is to look at what's happening in the culture and to tap back into the spiritual, the soul, if you will, our soul that was given to us, that was given to us, and we use it in a way that will be like what Imam Warfi Muhammad said, that will be, you can tell we've been influenced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just hear it. You know, it's like anything. You know, if you see a person, the way they dress, you can tell if they've been touched by shaitan or touched by Allah. The way they speak, the same thing. The food they cook, you know, what they are drinking, you can tell if they've been touched by shaitan or touched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also our musical expressions, you can tell. You know, and you can't hide it. You know, what's so interesting, the higher you go, the more efficient you become as a musician and as a singer, as a performer. It's like washing the windshield of your car. Everyone will be able to see who is inside of that car. So we deal with, we use Ramadan, we use the Quran to make sure that we take care of our soul as much as possible, because our musicianship, as we get better and better and better, people will be able to see us directly. So I think the comments were beautiful. We just have to internalize everything that he said, resynthesize it, and continue to be creative so we can help get our kids back from the Pied Piper.
Yes, sir. Wait, Camilla, anything you want to say?
Yes, sir. In that way, sister,
go ahead, Sister Camilla. Anything you want to share?
Just that this is what he was saying, and what Brother Kachabi was saying was so vitally important, that we do have to continue to protect and protect our heart with the Quran, and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, and we have to continue to pray and to be ready and to have faith that Allah is always protecting us as we move forward in our music and our musicianship and in what we are presenting ourselves to be. And the more that we remember that, keeping Allah first, whatever genre of music that we are working mm-hmm. in and whatever we are putting forth from our soul, from a sincere place, and asking Allah to guide and bless, that we... The people will begin to gravitate more and more to it. The young people will be able to sense, at the very least, they'll begin to sense that this is a genuine person. And once mm-hmm. you begin to start to have their trust that you are genuine and that you are putting forth something as an alternative and something that they may want to look at, they will open themselves up more to your ideas and more of the ideas and the direction that you're moving in, and they will begin to internalize. That's how we begin, as Brother Kachebi said, to win our young people, our children back, protect our children, win them back, tell them they begin to look around and say, oh, get them back from the Pied Piper, the evil Pied Piper.
Right.
So we have to come from that genuine, sincere, God-fearing Allah, asking him to protect everything, every move, every word that falls out of our mouth, every song we sing, every note we play. If you're genuine, people will hear that spirit, and they will begin to see who you are. So,
Imam Sahir, may I add to that?
Yes,
please.
Just very quickly, beautiful sincerity and the commitment, the passion and the discipline that went down before, that produced Louis Armstrong and produced Duke Ellington and Coltrane. Their achievements actually produce the most powerful entertainment on the planet today. That's why it's being taken over, if you would, or it's not plagiarized, it's appropriated. That's the word I want, because
mm-hmm.
hip hop right now is the number one genre on the planet. And it was generated from us. But the majority of the record executives, they won't sign conscious rappers. They want you to be doing drill music and using power that came from a sincere place and just turning it back on our people. And anyone that consumes it, not just Africa, the number one consumer of hip-hop music is actually the Japanese. They're buying more music than we are, but it's our music.
Wow.
And the drill, right, in Japan, and they're noticing now it's affecting their kids in negative ways. It's affecting the Koreans in negative ways. So we have to.
Well, let me say. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Please finish your point.
I was just going to say, so we just have to not see the reins. We have to take the reins of a culture that originated from us. It came from us,
mm-hmm.
but they're using it in a crazy way. We just have to. I'm not saying recreate the wheel, recreate the harmony theory that took over 100 years to develop. We can't do that. But what we can mm-hmm. is redirect it to what it was originally for. When you look at and listen to original hip-hop, it don't sound anything. It's the exact opposite of drill and gangster music. You know, you listen mm-hmm. to Run DMC, and even earlier than them, Hard Times, they're talking about overcoming this poverty. They're talking about taking
the
care of the community.
Era.
Right. So that's just the hip-hop expression of it. So we, okay, you know, our job is to be extremely dynamic. We have to be up to date. We have to be very powerful in our composition. We can't be lazy in our writing, in our performance. We have to, like, we are students of Emil Wolfgang Muhammad. We're also students and the children of Duke Ellington, students of Charlie Parker. We're the children of Coltrane. We can't forget who we are. We're the children of Marvin Gaye, the children of the Supremes, the children of Stevie Wonder. This is our dad. We have to make sure that we continue to be the 20-year-old Stevie Wonder. The 60, we got to produce the next generation of Stevie Wonders, and that's what Africa is about. New Africa is producing a new music for the new mind. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's good.
Get me fired up too.
No, this is good. We'll keep the fire going. I think you had a follow up. Just give me a quick so we can keep going.
Yes.
You had a follow up
in statement. You're gonna have a Islamic glee choir. You're gonna have and go back to the genre, Cool in the Gang, and also you got to remember, Motown was the fine and practical art of music. That was really preparing you for today, what we, as we say, old school. Remember the main ingredients were Black Sea and Euphrates River, the city of history, the Black Sea and Euphrates River. So within that, it's a variety of information in music, sounds, and also get that the right instructor to produce it, and also the right teacher, the right-minded children who are diligently willing to help change the world for the new Africa.
Oh, well, that comes from beautiful. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, very beautiful. And then there's the discipline of music. How does that fit in? Because I know my short time, as Brother Dennis had been indicated, you have to know how to read the music and follow the conductor. I mean, you have to conduct yourself. How does your I'm calling the institution deal with music for the discipline of music?
Right. Well, the New Africa Records and Entertainment is in its infancy. We literally just secured the trademarks and the corporation for it. So we're laying the foundation for what we're talking about now. Before attorney Lee Young passed away, and for those who may not know who he was the president of Motown. Sat down for several hours with him, and I asked attorney Lee Young, I said, Lee, I want to recreate something like Motown. And he kind of laughs and he said, well, I still have the blueprints. And he showed me the behind the scenes of what Berry Gordy was facing in the very infancy of Motown and what they had to go through in order to achieve their goals. On the musical side, Motown, I like what the brother, how you put it, the seed, the root of Motown was all jazz musicians. And a lot of them were a part of what we call the Funk Brothers, and these jazz musicians were session, or what we call session players. They're the musicians. They don't necessarily go on tour with the artists, but they are the experts, expert piano players, expert drummers that come in and be the backing musicians for the majority of the Motown artists. Now, there were exceptions, like Stevie Wonder. On some of his recordings, he played all of his instruments. That's what inspired Prince. Because I think at Prince's peak, I think he played 36 instruments. But he said he did that because he was looking up to Stevie Wonder. Remember, Stevie is one of our fathers. When it comes to the discipline, we have to look at what did they do to achieve that level of artistry. And we have to replicate that. The only difference is that we're going to depart from two major ways from Motown. well, actually three, now that I'm thinking about it. Number one, all the artists that work through New Africa, we're going to pay them. You know, we're not going to take advantage. We're not going to become Blackula. I mean, if you remember the old film, the African king
yeah.
was bitten by Dracula, and he took on the mentality of the oppressor. So we're not going to do that, inshallah, God willing. And then number two, we're not going to sell out. We're not going to sell out. I'm still researching on what happens even after I'm physically dead, because we want this to be passed on generation. Pillsbury has been here for hundreds of years, so we want New Africa to be here hundreds of years. You know, so
that's
so
right.
and we don't want to, because look what happened when Berry Gordy sold Motown. You look at what happened when the owners of Black Radio sold their radio stations. Now we have
yes.
real music, and we have other ethnicities that won't sign anyone that would sound like Stevie Wonder. They want you to talk about killing people. They want you to rap about calling our women the B word and treated, you know, and being at odds, so we can always stay unstable. So that's inshallah, we're going to pay our artists. Number two, we're going to not sell out. I heavily doubt we'll ever work with anyone in the industry. You know, it all kind of remind me of what the Jews went through when they started Hollywood in on the East Coast, in New York, I believe, and they weren't able
yeah.
to get in, so they had to relocate to California. And but for us, we already see who, Universal, Sony, Warner Brothers, I have no interest in working with them at all. New Africa, inshallah, will go direct to market, direct to our people. And as
yes,
we
sir.
Build strength, we will continue to, why is Sony going to Warner Brothers for distribution? No, Sony is going directly to market. Warner Brothers going direct to market. Universal, we're going direct to market. And we'll present just like how they're presenting, inshallah. But we'll have something
yes,
better.
How can
they
yes,
what they
sir.
Have is from Shaitan, we have is from Allah, inshallah.
If someone is interested in joining with you or your efforts, how can they contact you all?
Okay, well, for New Africa, we have several projects that we're doing right now. The best way is to reach me through social media, through Facebook, Kachedi. So I'll spell that, K like in King, A like in Apple, C like in Charlie, H like in Henry, E like in Edward, B like in Baseball, E like in Edward, E like in Edward. So Kachedi, please find me on Facebook, and let's become friends on Facebook. And then from there, you'll see
yes,
everything that we're doing, all of our initiatives. Should I speak about some of the initiatives now, or should we wait for that? You know.
No, we can go ahead and whichever way you want to take this. You are laying out what you all have, so we're here to find out what you have. How can we support? So please go ahead.
Okay. So let me work backwards. The immediate thing that we're doing, and I'm actually I'm literally the first artist from New Africa Records. We have a benefit concert that will be on New Year's Eve. It's scheduled for New Year's Eve, inshallah. All of the ticket sales will be donated to two causes. The first cause, in which I've had a chance, speaking of the Funk Brothers, he used to be with the Funk Brothers. His name is Brother Nolan Shaheed. He is one of my mentors, and he's like my second musical father after Dr. Leander. And to give you just a quick breakdown of who Nolan is, Brother Nolan is from our community, is Marvin Gaye's former music director. Earth, Wind, and Fire, former music director. Diana Ross, former music director. He worked with the Jacksons. He was on the Thriller album. He worked with Quincy Jones. He worked with Phil Collins. Nolan, I personally rank him number three on the planet, trumpet player and flugelhorn. I think if he cracked his back good and stretched, he'd probably kick Wynton Marsalis where the sun don't shine. You know, wow. Nolan is no joke. Seriously, he's the only person I know alive that would dust Quincy Jones, who I love, by the way. So now, Brother Nolan, regrettably, has stage 2 cancer. And this is one of the reasons why we're doing the fundraiser. You know, half of the ticket sales will go to his medical expenses. Yes, he has insurance, but there are certain treatments that his insurance just won't pay. It's expensive. And he's already spent, I think, $50,000 of his own money. So he needs our help. You know, and Nolan is like one of the last maestros. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was saying that I know him, but I met him a couple of times.
Yes, sir.
L.A.
Now, Nolan is a true Renaissance man. Now, outside of that, I have selfish reasons why I'm trying to preserve this brother. Nolan is our first president of New Africa Records. I'm not the president.
Oh.
Nolan is the president. You know, we had a serious discussion. I'm going to tell you how that came about. We were talking about hip-hop, and we were talking about the power of affecting our culture and what we can do about this. And Nolan said, well, you know, there was a culture more powerful than hip-hop, and now we're talking jazz. But he said jazz is dead. Kind of bothered me. And he said, no, don't get me wrong. You'll find thousands of musicians playing jazz. He said, I'm not talking about that. And Louis Armstrong created swing. Without swing, there's no funk, hip-hop, rap. That's Louis Armstrong. 10 years later, you get Charlie Parker Dizzy Gillespie with an entire new language, a bebop solfège. 10 years after that, Coltrane appears. 10 years after Coltrane, nothing. 10 years after that, nothing. 10 years after that, nothing. Nolan said, if it hasn't moved, it's probably dead. And I said, Brother Nolan, you know, what can we do? He said, we have to go into the heavens of the mind. Inshallah, Allah will bring the life after death, the heavens of the mind.
That's where
it came from.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Allah is the one who brings life out of the death. And inshallah, Allah will bring the life out of the death if we, at a minimum, are able to achieve our goals. The music we produce at New Africa will be beyond Coltrane. It will be something you've never heard before. But even if we don't reach that goal, inshallah, we will produce the best singers and musicians and songwriters on the planet. And more importantly, our lyrical content, a spirit of what we're producing, can be enjoyed by everyone in the family. There would be no shame. You know, it would be the exact opposite of what's happening to this day. So half of the funds will help Brother Nolan, because we need Brother Nolan, you know, inshallah. You know, Allah knows best. You know, you know he's our president. You know, we need him healthy, and he's doing well. He reached out to me the other day and told me he ran 7 miles. So he is a soldier. You know, he's a warrior. And then the other half of the funds, inshallah, will be donated. Let me get it right. It's going to a masjid in Tacoma, Washington. This is Musala Muslim Center Building Fund.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about these brothers and sisters in Tacoma, Washington, they're literally trying to build the masjid from the ground up. So whatever we can do, half of it will go to Brother Nolan for his medical expenses, and the other half will go to the master. Before I forget, this is just the beginning. One thing we want to do with New Africa starting this coming year is to create the New Africa Music Concert Series. In the old days, it was called the Chitlin Circuit. We want to revisit the entire Chitlin circuit, but we're calling it the Bean Pie Circuit. We're going to hit the Bean Pie Circuit. So inshallah, we'll be in a city near you.
Right.
And then if that's successful, guess what? The New Africa Music Festival. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to take about 3 days to go through our womb, our soul that we talked about earlier, from the spiritual, the slavery folk, gospel, blues, jazz, rock, R&B, all the way down to today, the proper representation of our people, the halal representation of all of the genres that came from us, the African. So that's one of the ultimate goals, to establish the New Africa Music Festival, and the monies that's generated from that, guess what? Not just to build masters, it will be going back in to Sister Clara Muhammad schools to help our education, because that's how we're going to get the kids too. You got to help re-educate them. And going into our businesses, we're not just all spiritual, dunya. We need both. We need the balance. So anyway,
okay,
that's the mission. That's the mission of New Africa Records and Entertainment.
So how are you connecting with the youth, in particular the Muslim youth, who are also impacted by the negative music that's in the atmosphere? How are you connecting with the youth?
At least from our standpoint, our mission. Okay, let me attack this two ways. On the art entertainment side or production side, that's why we want to produce the best producers, songwriters, singers, so we can produce the best music, videos, and film, so we can have the most positive impact on the children that way. So that's number one. Now, on the other side of that, we know that the entertainment industry is billion-plus industry a year. We know those who are sound and not insane in al-Islam, those who are sane in al-Islam, we will redirect that money and build industry. We have to build industry, because our industries would then produce more masters, the Imam Waqif Muhammad think tank, the Clara Muhammad universities and schools, and our bakeries and importing, exporting. We would do what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had in mind, but do it through the prism of the Quran, inshallah.
I'm curious, what other groups or organizations are you connected with? And also, I don't know if the sister community have anything she wants to share as well, but for example, we have a various group called We Buy Black, and others who have connected many African-Americans and Muslims together. So the question, I'm not here for Sister Camila, but how are you connecting? I mean, how are you going to have your distribution?
You want Sister Camila to answer first?
Well, no, I thought she had something to say too, but I don't want to.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the distribution.
Go ahead.
Well, our distribution will be through all, I would say, fair channels. Of course, We Buy Black is excellent. You know, I like that channel. Amazon is massive. Their reach is, they're reaching literally, I think, over a billion people. eBay is another nice platform. Inshallah, we'll use these platforms for distribution. Also, using the troubadour model, touring. You know, that's what Motown did, because if you remember how successful Motown was, they didn't have social media. They didn't have We Buy Black or Amazon, or they got to the people with the Motown review. So we're going to do that too. That's what brings us back to the bean pie circuit. We got to get to the people. We got to perform. And inshallah, have a direct impact. And when we create these festivals, and even at on a smaller level, just a concert series, our products, our merchandise will be available for the people. So that's how we will distribute. You know, but first thing first, we got to we first took care of the trademarks and the copyrights. That's all taken care of now. The corporation.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, as far as the business side of things. And then two, we've been doing a series of concerts online to help generate seed money to be able to assign the artists that we need. We need to be able to sign Sister Camilla, sign Sister Salima, Sister Ebony Khan. We need budgets to be able to put, you know, our stage shows and things like that. And then the number one thing that we need from everybody, everyone that's listening, when you see the concert, please, please buy the ticket. Just buy the ticket. You know, because just understand.
Is it virtual?
Both, whether it's virtual or even physical. I'm just saying, I'm just speaking in general. In the future, whenever we put on a concert, know that it took great sacrifice, because we are the students of Stevie Wonder. And look, Charlie Parker used to practice 12, 14 hours every day. We're doing that. Michael Jackson practiced 12, 13 hours every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have the best quality show for you. And let me just say this real quickly, and then I'll get out the way. There was a documentary called The Fog of War, and it was speaking about the statistician Robert Magnemeyer. He was, I think, Harvard statistician. In short, Dr. Magnemeyer, he taught the Japanese after World War II automation as it related to the automobile industry, because he used to work for Ford. So when the Japanese first came out with their automobile, a lot of Caucasians, a lot of people around the world laughed at them. They laughed at their first efforts, you know, with Toyota and the early Japanese contributions. What did the Japanese people do? They bought the car anyway. Why? Because their own code. Because they use that type of loyalty and commitment, because they know that their engineers will one day be where they are today. We're trying to reprogram and remake the world. You know, so if you see us putting on a concert, don't just stand by and look.
That's right.
If you're going to buy music anyway, buy from us. We are literally you. We're you, and you're us. We're one. You know,
that's
we got
right.
to start
that's
loving
right.
each other. For real. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sister Camilla.
Thank you very much, Sister Camilla. Anything you want to share with us?
Yeah. Yes. The point earlier that you were asking about reaching the young people, one way that we're reaching the young people through the mosque cares is we have a weekend school, a Sister Clara Muhammad weekend school, where some young people are showing up at the various ages into the teenage age years, and we teach them Islamic studies, and I work with them with performance, with singing, and teaching the some of the basic tools of good performance, enunciation, and vocal production, and all of that. And we also have Dr. Lynn, who is Dr. Lynn Muhammad from the Mosque Cares, who is working with, I believe, the school and the Islamic school in Atlanta. And she's drawn me in to help work on a music curriculum. And inshallah, I will be working closer with her to get a music curriculum. There is one already in place, and I even had a student that Dr. Lynn gave me the link to on a Zoom. He was having a little trouble with one of the musical lessons that he was working. And I was able to aid that student in what to listen for and how to get through that lesson successfully. And so the music education in the Islamic Sister Clara Muhammad School system is starting to emerge. It's in its infancy. Mm. And inshallah, we wanted to go from K through high school. And I also speak on the Lifeline with Brother Edward Abdel Aziz, once a month on culture, and in particular music. And I've already been putting the planting, but inshallah, I hope will be the seed for the Islamic schools to not only carry their music from K through 8 with a Islamic music curriculum, but also even beyond that, so that our next great composers and musicians and will come from that school. We have a young person who could be our next Chopin or our next Mozart or our next W.C. Handy, you know, or our next Marian Anderson. So singing our material that comes from our soul and what Allah blesses our community with. So I speak on the Lifeline once a month with that to reach out to young people. I'm working with Brother Kasebi, and I hope to be with, as I say, one of the artists. He's already invited me. We work very well together, alhamdulillah, and to be one of the artists on the Bean Pie Circuit, and one of the artists from the New Africa Records and Entertainment label. That's in particular what I wanted to address when you said, how are we reaching out to the young people? Those are ways with our weekend schools and with our school programs and the mosque cares and Dr. Lynn, who is a phenomenal educator, that we are working on that end too, to bring what you're asking about into fruition. And we pray that Allah will bless our efforts. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Very quickly. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
I was going to say, imagine we amass millions of dollars, putting these tours on all over the country and then eventually the world, and then we repurpose that money back to the Sister Clara Muhammad programs, the WDM high schools. We build our own colleges, and then we go beyond that and start financing our own businesses, our entrepreneurs, who are working with We Buy Black and others who are not, but who may need capital. And we just smile and say, hey, brother, how much do you need? Oh, you need $50,000? Here's $100,000. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about building cities. We're not playing with this. We're going to use music, inshallah. We're going to build cities. We're going to build community life.
No, I mean, but would it go beyond music, the cultural life that you were speaking of? Would it go? We go into entertainment. We go to a theater.
Can I say something about that?
Please.
I would say a resounding yes, because when I spoke about the curriculum, the music curriculum for the Sister Clara Muhammad School, going beyond even 12th grade, and producing composers and vocal artists and of all kinds, I also envision like a quilt, and in this quilt for the culture, we would have dancers who dance with the spirit of a Muslim, who dance with the spirit under the teachings and the tutelage of Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad's tafsir and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad and the Quran. So dancers, theater, film, music. Brother Edward is in spoken word, and he and I are already talking about bringing the poetry, the spoken word to the forefront, as well as one of the cultural arenas. Young people and others who have the desire to move into can do so. Theater, film, dance, literature, music, I would say resounding yes.
Okay.
We want to open up all of these avenues of, of art, visual art. My husband is a visual artist, and he did a portrait of Imam
W. Dean Muhammad, and may Allah be pleased with him and grant him the highest stations in paradise. And mm-hmm. his son, Imam Warmuth Dean Muhammad II, the president of the Mosque Cares, he saw the portrait that my husband drew of his father, and he was very, very pleased with it. He said the angels must have been guiding his hand because he captured his father. He captured the essence of his father in that picture. We still have it here. We have it here at the house. And there's some other story, mm-hmm. backstory behind it. It almost made it to the museum in D.C. Congress, National Congress Museum. The name is escaping me. I'm sorry. in D.C. But then there's some things that happened, and the brother who said he could get it there didn't work out. But we have that picture, and so all of that is, I believe Brother Kachemi would agree with me, that we want the full gamut of the culture, the art, the dance, the theater, the literature, the visual arts, the music, and all of that. But we're beginning with music because that's where we are.
Inshallah,
we'll move to. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Imam.
I just quickly want to encourage our listeners. Press one on your phone. This is the perfect time. Questions of our professionals that we have with us today, who are well educated and well experienced in this field. Trying to build a new Africa Records and Entertainment is already on the way. So if you have questions or comments, please press 1 on your phone. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Kachemi.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I was just going to add to what Sister Camilla was saying. Two points. I don't envision New Africa Records being the only label. You know, inshallah, we need multiple labels. We need multiple companies to accommodate our people and to accommodate the overall world. Now, the music industry right now is, according to the Recording Industry Association of America, every time you buy a CD or buy a vinyl record, they scan it at the store. Those scans is recorded by the Recording Industry Association of America. They say that our industry is about 170 billion with a B per day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the buying power of the African American is roughly about 1.5 trillion annually with a T, trillion. So people are spending money for entertainment. What I'm saying is now we're kind of stepping away from the music and the films, because we want to create New Africa films as well. Motown did it, Motown Records, Motown Films. We want to make our own movies eventually. Obviously, way more expensive. We have to start small. But my point is, we, on the business end, my personal, as the chairman of the company, my goal is to make sure Sister Camilla will become a multimillionaire, Sister Salima Ra, Sister Ebony, Brother Yushua, every artist that we sign, because we need multiple millionaires. So, and we need them to go back into their community where they're from and help reprogram that community. That's how we're going help our people. So I just want to bring that point out.
Thank you very much. So we do encourage you to press one on your phone for questions and comments. We will bring you into the conversation. Again, the best way to reach you all at this time is on social media. Can you tell us again the spelling for your name, Brother Kachemi, and how people can reach you? And if there's a phone number and or an email, that may help also.
Yes, sir. Well, the social media is definitely the easier way. Just become, my Facebook friend, and then from there I can it'll be so much easier to let you know of the initiatives and the drives that we have going on. So
yes,
K like in King, A like in Apple, like in Charlie, H like in Henry, E like in Edward, B like in baseball, E like in Edward, E like in Edward. Kachabi, and then just find me on Facebook. And because what's happening, I'm still programming the new Africa website. It's not complete yet. But inshallah soon, you'll be able to go to either kachabi.com or newafricarecords.com, and you'll be able to see what we have in store, what we have planned for the community. But first things is tough. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Finish your comment, please.
I was going to say it's tough work because we have to take care of the business side of things, do a lot of research, and then later I want to develop an A&D department. I spoke with Sister Camilla about this maybe a year or so back, an artist and development department directly inside of New Africa Records, just like Motown did. Because Motown was signing artists, they didn't release them right away. Mm-hmm. Even the Temptations, when the Temptations were first signed to Motown, they had to go through the artist and development program at Motown. And even Stevie Wonder, when Barry Gordy saw Stevie, he said, Stevie, you need to learn piano. So Stevie Wonder started to learn piano. And then now look at Stevie Wonder. So inshallah, and it's so beautiful. I wasn't aware of the music curriculum that's been developed at Sister Clara Muhammad School. That is so beautiful because that's a straight pipeline to our company. And the artists in development happens at Sister Clara Muhammad Schools and the WDM High Schools, and then you come into our. Well, and there will be other Muslims developing other labels that need support as well. Then we just push forward, what we had spoke about before, and remake, reprogram America and the world.
Yes, sir. Hopefully we have a few callers lined up. I want to work them in as well. So Camille, you have a comment on this?
Yes, I just wanted to leave some contact information. That's all.
Please.
My name is Sister Camilla, Kamilah Furqan, Furqan. And I can also be reached on Facebook as Camilla Flutist, Flutist. I can also be reached on Facebook as Camilla Flutist, Flutist. But you can also reach me through my website, Camilla's Jazz, etc.com, kamilahsjazzetc.com.
I'm asking you to repeat that again. You say Camilla Flutist or what?
Camilla Flutist is on Facebook.
Flutist.
Yes, Flutist. Camilla Flutist.
And that's on Facebook.
That's on Facebook. And just befriend me and friend me. And that's the way we can open up dialogue. And then you can go to my website, Camilla's Jazz, et cetera, kamilahsjazzetc.com, where you'll see some of my things that I've done, CDs, some of my husband's art, et cetera. Or you can even call me. I don't mind giving my phone number out. I'll give my phone number.
Keep in mind, you be careful you give your number on the internet. So I want you to be mindful this is internet and it's recorded. The show is archived and be around for years. So just be mindful.
My email address will work.
Yeah.
kamilahjazz@gmail.com. kamilahjazz@gmail.com. Any of those ways you can reach me. Yeah, it is a little sensitive to leave a phone number, so I prefer to leave this, the contact that I've already given you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see if we work in some of our callers, but also about if you check me while we're doing that, when we come back to you, and also maybe Sister Camila as well, where can we go to hear samples of your music? So we're going to come back to that. I got a few callers lined up here. We're going to go with a caller from 914. Thank you for your patience, first of all. And thanks for calling Words Made People. Can you give us your first name and your city? 914.
Yes, this is Muhammad calling from Mount Vernon, New York. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mount Vernon, New York. Yeah, for me, that's one of the, well, I have a CD by Kachik Chavy that was a deluxe edition. Has about 14 songs on it. I also have the CD by Camila, and I also have a portrait of her there in 21 Ramadan Session Special Edition, her playing the flute, nice portrait there. And now my question I'd like to ask, how can we go about getting the portrait? Well, I said this because maybe the museum may have been mistaken by not getting her husband's portrait in the museum, the National Museum there. So how can the public, how can we get that portrait? Sister Camila?
Sister Camila?
My husband, Thomas, colleague, Randall, he would be the one to talk with. It's a beautiful pastel. It's done in pastels. It's under glass. It's already framed. And if you contact me through one of the methods I have just given you, I can put you in contact with my husband, and you all can talk from there as to if you would like a print of it. If you want to buy it outright, but you know there's certain ways that you can get a copy of that visual picture of our leader, of our beloved spiritual leader and guide, Imam W.D. Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. So please contact me through one of those ways, brother, and I'll put you in contact with my husband, and you all can take it from there. We can get you a print and ship it to you, or whatever option sounds will work best for you. But please contact us.
Right.
Yes, I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right, Muhammad from Mount Vernon, New York. Thank you, and thank you for your regular support. Work many people. You go to our next caller here. Okay, our next caller here. I know this number. This is my home number. Oh, where did she go? Let me see. I got assalamu alaikum, home number. Carolyn?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes, I'd like to say, thanks to the host for sharing their musical experience with us, and that the rest of the community can hear and get inspiration from you. I myself am not musical. I have no talent when it comes to music, but I like to listen and hear poetry and listen to, when we go to our conferences, our own members of our community giving us their talent. So I really appreciate that. So may you continue on and be successful. And
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes,
I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to go. I have somewhere I have to be in about an hour.
I do understand. But we want to thank you for being a part, a wonderful part, big contribution to our program today. We appreciate all that you shared, and we appreciate you even more. And looking forward to supporting what you are all about.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, Sister Camilla.
Thank you so much, Brother Kachavi, for the invitation. And I wish I could stay longer all the way to its conclusion, but I do have to leave. I thank you, and may Allah continue to bless you.
I mean, and keep in mind that these shows are archived. So if you have the link that came with your invite, you can always listen to this show whenever you want to. And Brother Kachavi and Sister Camilla, any way you want to use any portion of this show to further promote what you're doing, please feel free to use any part as you deem.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
You're welcome. Okay, let's go to our next caller here. Caller from 678. Caller from 678. Thanks for calling Voice of Faith People. Can you give us your first name and city, please?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Raleen. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm the engineer for Taqua Production Global Media.
For what now?
Taqua Production Global Media, TPGM.
Yes, sir.
And I've been listening on to your conversation, and I'm very inspired about y'all. And I just wanted to make contact because some of the things that y'all are talking about is some of the things that we are doing here in Atlanta. And I would like to try to just give you a brief little thing on what we do. We have at Taqua TPGM, we are the owner of 15 internet television show, television channels rather. And we are a music channel that we were maybe like, you know, Islamic music channel, I would say.
Mm.
And one of my background is into audio. I used to be a DJ. I DJed out in California when I was in college. So I have background in sound engineering. And I've been listening to your conversation, and I would like to invite y'all to maybe contact us, and we can talk more at another time. And
okay,
well,
what is the contact information?
I'm getting ready to get that to you right now. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the contact is Taqua TV at juno.com, and it's TAQWATV at juno.com.
And that's T like in Tom, Z like in zebra?
Yeah, it's T as in tiger, A as into Allah, Q as into queen, W A T V at Juno.
Gotcha. So you can talk on
juno.com. Yes.
Taqua
so
TV.
Contact. Taqua TV. So you know, we would like to talk to you, your father, about helping you facilitate some of the things, some of your things you were talking about.
Great.
We don't want to take up all the time on this call here. I know there's a lot of people probably in line that has more questions than we have.
Well,
inshallah, we definitely need to connect. We definitely need to connect.
Yeah, so take that information now, and please contact us and so we can talk more about this.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Alhamdulillah. And my name is Raleen. R-A-L-I-M.
How do you spell that?
R-A-L-I-M.
Raleen, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Brother Raleen. Alhamdulillah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, thank you. Masalam. Brother Katebi, we're at the top of the hour. I had another phone call that we can get back to. I think our brother Dennis got something else he wanted to add to the conversation. But Dennis, we come to the top of the hour. But go ahead, Brother Dennis. You have a comment you want to add?
Yes, sir, Brother Shebe, St. Louis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
St. Louis Blues. I'm going to represent Indianapolis, Naptown, the Avenue. We got a lot of history here. West Montgomery, all the interchanges came through here. And you talk about Black Wall Street. We had Madam C.J. Walker building. We also had the great Imam Muhammad Sadiq here in this city before, as our imam and also performing many times at the Parent Appreciation Banquet with the New Law. Islamic quartet. So with that, Brother Sheikh Bey, you have to bow down a little bit because the Avenue is historical. Oh, yeah, seriously. You look at the genre in history. All the greats came through here. B.B. King, Boosie Collins, all of them. They said they would have entertainers come out of Chicago coming in just to listen to the Avenue. So within that, the Renaissance in New York, that's one thing. I'm going to have to tell you, Naptown, Circle City, Crossroads of America, St. Louis Blue. You'd be a blue day.
Freddie Hubbard. Freddie Hubbard.
Yes, sir. So
Freddie Hubbard's no joke.
My name is Montgomery, not West Montgomery. No related, but that you know. you got a challenge.
All right.
Family members.
No, but just, all right, but just. Okay,
yes,
you,
all right.
I'm going to challenge you. The line, he didn't play Indianapolis. He was in Indianapolis in the mix.
Right. Yeah, and from my understanding, Babyface too. Babyface from that neck of the woods?
Yeah, he's right from Indianapolis. Right from Indianapolis.
He's one of the greatest songwriters in history.
Yes. He came right out of Indianapolis. Michael Epps was out of Indianapolis. If you want to take in the whole state, we're going to take credit for Michael Jackson, too. So he's carrying me.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of nearby Chicago.
That's right.
You're going to grab names. But, yes, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's put a cap on this, if we can, Brother Kajabe. This has been a very exciting and informative show, as we thought it would be. Even made some connection with Atlanta, with the ATL.
To recap, I just want to thank you again, Imam, for inviting me to speak today, and everyone that has chimed in who are listening. Please don't forget the fundraiser for New Year's. It's going to be on Facebook. That's why it's best to reach me and we become friends and acquainted on Facebook. Again, K-A-C-H-E-B-E-E. Just look me up on Facebook. And if you don't have time, please just make a donation so that monies can go toward Nolan's medical expenses, and the other half will go to the building of a new masjid. So again, it's for next
week.
It's going to be December 31st and at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be, in fact, the name of the concert, let me go back up to it. It is Kachabi New Year's Eve Live Virtual Benefit Concert and Countdown to 2023, and you can only see it on Facebook. It's going to be a private party or a private concert on Facebook Live. So please contribute.
How much is it cost?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The ticket cost is only $15. It's only $15.
Oh, wow.
It's only $15. And if you, that's it. Just $15. And there is a space if you want to, if you want to donate, you can donate. And also we have merchandise. If you want to hear my new album, which is called Karma, which we haven't even spoke about. My whole emphasis was just on the fundraiser. But it took me 8 years I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but
yeah, I used the Quincy Jones method. I'm sorry, ma'am, go ahead.
No, we're saying the same thing. Go ahead and share with us a little bit about your music. And I think I missed a caller. I did. I'm sorry. I missed a caller. But I'm a good...
But hopefully they'll call back.
No,
okay,
no,
ahead,
they're still waiting. Maybe, I think I... no, I did not miss the caller. I'm good. I thought I had missed the caller. good. Go ahead and tell us about your music and see, because you've been making music for a number of years. We can't pass that up.
Right. So this particular project is called Karma. You know, what goes around comes around, you know, Karma. And I used the Quincy Jones method. I wrote 100 songs for this album, and I narrowed it down to 24. So it's a double album. I literally released it on Bandcamp last week, so it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I still use influences of jazz, but I wanted to reach the younger generations. So Karma features Afrobeat, features hip hop, R&B. I'm singing more on this album, and I'm playing my instruments as well. I use the Stevie Wonder technique as well. I played all the instruments on the album as well.
Yeah.
So I think you'll enjoy it. If you want to hear the album and buy the album direct, it is released on Bandcamp. So to that website is ready to go. For that one, it is Kachabi, K like in King, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, B as in Baseball, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, the number one dot bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
So band like music, B-A-N-D, camp, C-A-M-P.com. Kachabi, the number one dot bandcamp.com. So if you go there, you'll see all of the music. You'll see have T-shirts. You know, if you want a New Africa label T-shirt, you know, I have that in different colors. I have the Karma, the Karma album T-shirt. You know, I have all that ready to go as well in different sizes and different colors.
Yes, sir.
So
great.
So, I'm happy. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, please finish your point.
I was going to say I'm happy to promote the album, but I really want to promote this fundraiser for Nolan and the Masjid. So
let me do this here. I'm gonna give people, this is one of your oldest song called Subhanallah. I'm gonna give people about a 15-30 second sample of our brother Kachabi. I like that song.
Yes, sir.
You know, the only thing about, wait a minute, I got to tell on you, then. The only thing about that song,
you just cut it. Bam. All right, wait a minute. It didn't even fade. You just but because you hear me bopping, outside, it's gone. Like, what happened? It's a wonderful song.
Yeah, you got to hear the new stuff. I mean, that came out in 1999.
Wow.
So, you know, Alhamdulillah, it's been years. You know, that was my first album. SubhanAllah is from the State of the Ummah album. So my very first album, I wanted to write a collection of nasheeds, you know, everything just praising Allah. So, but that's
right.
How many years ago is that? That came out in 1999.
Yeah, that's almost, they're going on 24 years. Man.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we have other programs.
Did you ever catch
sure
that caller?
No, I had misread the screen. So
okay.
I didn't miss anybody.
Maybe they'll call back.
Yeah. No, I didn't miss anybody. I had misread my screen. I'm good. Everything's good.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir.
So today we've had two wonderful guests, Brother Kachabi Abdullah, from East St. Louis, but he now lives in Utah, right? Salt Lake City?
Right. Yes, sir. Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm in the mountains.
Yes. He's the stepson of our beloved Imam Ayman Abdul-Majid, who we miss dearly. If you know, for years, he was my co-host on this program. And his mother, sister, Ifti Hodge, as well. We praying for the family and everyone for success. And we have Sister Camila Furtan. I'm not sure if I know her. And I've been doing by face if I see her. But she's also a jazz artist. So they're there. There's a lot of talent. If she were at the Muslim Journal, it's a time to be grateful. The culture night was really excellent. And so we have a lot of talent. And we want to follow the lead of Brother Kachabi and others. But Brother Kachabi, his lead, and trying to bring our cultural life into a healthy expression for the growth and the benefit of our whole community, not just the Muslims, but for society as a whole. Brother Kachabi, any final words, please?
No, you hit it. No, I can't. Better than what you just said. That was excellent, on point, beautiful. We just want to be pleasing to Allah as we create the new African expression. I love how you put that.
Just one last question came back to my mind. Do you still hear criticism from some Muslims that say, look, music is haram, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing? And if so, how do you address that?
Right. There are a couple of ways I've addressed it. For instance, I've reached out to, you know, I have over close to 5,000 Facebook friends. So I reached out to everyone, you know, concerning what we were doing. So I got a couple of objections from the UK. Hey, brother, music is haram. You know, music is haram. And I first tried to appeal to the reasoning. And I said, haram music is haram. You know, not music. Haram music is haram, and meaning forbidden. You know, music is haram, just like food. And he was like, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Music is melody, rhythm, and harmony. If music is so haram, then stop using melody when you call the adhan. And when we say ameen, stop the harmony that's produced."
Mm-hmm.
Usually that give them pause. Then, you know, depending on where they're from, there was one brother, he was complaining he was from Pakistan. So I showed him a YouTube link of an imam from Pakistan saying that music was not haram because it's not in the Quran that it's haram and it's not in the strongest hadith. You know, so usually that, you know, so if people say it's haram, it's that's their analysis. That's what they're coming up with, that you can't find that anywhere in the Quran, and you can't find it in the authentic hadith that music is Iran.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. So, okay. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. So that's how I try to approach it.
That's right. Yeah, he has to come from my main two sources, the Quran and the life model of Muhammad. And the life model of Muhammad, he played the tambourine himself during weddings. He Lullaby plays the tambourine. Mm. I think it was a drum too during weddings. So, you know, so, and but they said one time that he broke the instrument. And so, it's, as you're saying, if it's haram, then the, if you're using it in a haram meaning forbidden or sinful way, it's not the instrument, it's the person who's using it that really is the cause. And so
people say
the TV's bad or the internet's bad. I say it's only bad if you are bad. But if you are good,
right.
It's good. You know, so it's the same
exactly
with the
right.
Exactly. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you. I do want to inform the people we have other programs on this station called Station IWDM. We have programs on Tuesday and Wednesday as well. I wanted to share with you. On Tuesdays at 7, all these times at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have a program by Brother Rashid Salam titled The Science of Health and You. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Then on Wednesdays, we have a program by our brother, Mukh Shaheed. He's on Wednesday and Thursday. But his Wednesday program, again, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, is called Parenting and Family Reconstructing Learning Lab. And he comes back again on Thursday with, again, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, another program titled Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. So please support these programs. Again, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7 p.m. And lastly, and as always, support our newspaper, Muslim Journal. That is our paper, our institution. Go to MuslimJournal.net. Yes, MuslimJournal.net. You can subscribe to the paper through an online subscription or do the old-school hard copy subscription. Support our newspaper. We had a wonderful time 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C. The next year's convention for the Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful, will be in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey. And as you may know, the headquarters for Muslim Journal is moving from Chicago to Newark, New Jersey. So stay tuned for that. And thank you again for supporting Words Made People. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. See you next week with another topic, inshallah. If you have any suggestions for a topic, let me know. We're always open. Again, assalamu alaikum.
People, every day, trying to do things their own way. But everything you see, touch, smell, those are things that tell you words to think twice before you step on your advice. Make sure your words hold true, cause people hold you to your words that make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your world. If your words are jive, then jive you are. Cause those type of words, they don't go far. Think and start, word come back from ideas deep in your mind. It's words that make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your mind.
pick out the words that make your world. If your words are good, then good you'll be, cause those got no words that set you free. When thinking starts, words come back from ideas deep in your mind. You need words to make people, and people to make the world go round. Words that make people. Thank you, WD, for setting me free with words.
I can't help it if I wanted to, I wouldn't help it, no.